Okay. As I said yesterday, our goal now is to get the Iker Shittas and these sugyas that I brought down here briefly, and we'll come back to them. Today, we're going to touch on, even though it's an abbreviated share, we're going to touch on probably two, there will be time three, of the most important yesaidis that we're going to have all year, the Achrayim. And that's based on a machlokes here on the case, in the first case of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the sumaka of the ika aimer tzru get zel the ishti v'shtasif is ala adi umeis v'yidlo lacham yisi. The sugya later on that Yisgimel, which is that if you say 10 get zel the ishti v'shtasif ala adi umeis, that you don't give la'acham yisa, that you don't give the get la'acham yisa. So now one of the plan you made is the la'acham yisa. So this inyan of giving a get or shtashichu la'acham yisa is the subject of an important discussion in the Rishayim and the Achrayim about why can't you give a shtashichu la'acham yisa? Why not? Person owns an eved. He wants to free the eved. So you tell somebody, give the get la'acham yisa. So you make a shliach to do something for you. And the person dies. So why can't the shliach do what he was supposed to do? If a living person sets something in motion and he dies, the thing that's in motion keeps on moving. The person's alive and he throws something and he dies, the ball keeps on flying. So here he set up a shliach and then he died. So why can't it happen la'acham yisa? Why is the shlichus end la'acham yisa? So you're saying, why not? Because it's not his anymore. Rashi says those words. Rashi says, at the end of Rashi, a little later by Musa Galesa, Rashi says, Tukalei Rishusei. It's not his anymore. But you hear what you're saying. If you understand this, shot this way, what you're saying, think about what you're saying. I make a shliach to do something, and the shaleach sends a shliach to do something, the shaleach dies. So why can't the shliach be mishach with the eved? So say, why not? Because it's not the dead man's anymore. The dead man, dead people don't want things. As soon as the man dies, the eved becomes the property of the yarshim. That's why he can't. But what you're saying, if you say what you just answered, it seems to be Rashi, what you're saying is the shlichus continues. A man makes a shliach and he dies, the shlichus taka continues. Just is a problem. He made a shliach in the shachar and eved, and once he dies, he doesn't know the end. So what you're saying is that the shlichus goes on after a person dies, which does seem to be the Havan of Rashi. The Ketzos understands Rashi that way. As a matter of fact, he begs it from Rashi. The Ketzos is in the Kuf Peches, the Kavan Beis, which is the beginning of the Shlichus. The Ketzos buys such a Yisai from this Rashi, that Kuf Peches Beis, that Rashi is saying that Shlichus continues. You can make a Shliach. Someone makes a Shliach, he dies, and the Shlichus goes on. Understand that? It sounds like a chiddush or not a chiddush. Okay. So next to shliach and he dies, and the shlichus can continue. Is that a chiddush or is not a chiddush? He's in the hospital, he's dying. So you go with him and tell him, I have an ace for you. You're dying. When a person dies, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. Make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you tomorrow. If you're dead, you'll rack up some more mitzvahs. I have to pick a mitzvah for a shach shlichus, not a mitzvah for a fight. And the dead person, right before he dies, will make a shliach to do a mitzvah for him every day. And he'll beat the system. My Rebbe Shalom has a system. When you die, you can't do any more mitzvahs. So here, he'll make a shliach to do a mitzvah. So it'll be any mitzvah of Isa, the next thing. Huh? And you have to figure out which mitzvah shayach. I don't know if they can figure out. What mitzvah could you make a shliach? A person is dying. Make a shliach to light the menorah for him. Huh? Person is dying. So make a shliach. Assuming my than I was used to the shlichus. So we'll make a shliach to do it. The problem is there's no bias. He doesn't have a bias.
So what else can you make a shliach? The bdikas chametz is also in the tzaddik. What? The next shliach, he has no money. The right is set to tire. The next shliach, the right is set to tire for him. The next shliach, the right is set to tire for him. What? He has to own it. The halacha has to own it. He has to write a set to tire. So I guess he wants to write a set to tire for him. Kiss with a fan. What? Okay. It sounds like a tremendous finish to me, what? What do you mean he has to be able to do it? But that's what we're saying that now learning your mashi, so a dead person could be the shach and other. We're saying that the etzem, a dead person, could be a shliach, can make a shliach and shach and other. There's a slight problem, dead people don't know enough about them, so the name of shach doesn't work. But the etzem, a dina shliach, is the precise word of the mashi, that even after a person is dead, the shliach could continue. It's a chidush atzem, right? The shlifa sends. But let's say there's a shlifa that I said to Tyra, then he dies. Does the shlifa send? You see, normally, I would agree, I'll be smarter, I would think, if the Mishalayach dies, then the shlifa is better. So they have to be shlifa, see the Mishalayach and the shliach. The way I would learn Rashi said the shlifa doesn't work because that is not his. I would say we have a kasha Rashi. Why does Rashi say it's not his? Rashi should say the Mishalayach is dead. The Ksai says, no, Rashi knew what he was talking about. Rashi Shita is that Shlichus continues after a person is dead, and it can continue. Just, you can't make a Shlichus to give a Shichur after you're dead, because once a person's dead, he doesn't own the other. But if there would be something, there would be no concern that he doesn't own it, you can make a Shlichus to do something, even Achamisa. It's not Machamisa, it could be 100 years Achamisa also. You can make a Shlichus to do something for you. And the Ksai says that that's Taka Rashi Shita Lamaisa. You have to come to the and do a mitzvah to him. Do a mitzvah to him. Even after he dies. Pinya Ben, another mitzvah shlichus. Nilah. Somebody dies. Elaine has a son that wasn't probably yet. He makes a shlichus to do Pinya Ben. No, it didn't have to be his money. He has to be tied with someone else's money, or they don't make money with the Yehudah. So he'll make a shlichus in Yehudah, he'll make a shlichus for this Lila, make a shlichus for, if they just come up with enough mitzvahs, and we'll add to the Vidu before a person dies, he can just add to it, he makes a shlichus, and he can tie on mitzvahs after the Tila. It seems to be too much of a chiddush. Okay, what you're saying is good. Well, let's say exactly the same thing. If you can't do it, you can't do it. You mean it's not such a big kiddush? Okay, and how is your opinion? So I suppose it's not such a big kiddush. To me, it sounds like a very big kiddush. That the Mishalayach is bad, that the Shlichus continues. That's okay. Yes, you can have a stronger Kayak than the Mishalayah. It's not showing the Kayak in the Mishalayah. It's showing that the Mishalayah is not alive. Why can't he do the mitzvah?
Yeah.
It's a technical problem. But it's a technical problem. What? The truth is being dead is different than being stuck somewhere. It's a very difficult thing. So, the whole Ketzais, the way Ketzais doesn't only say it's rational. The Ketzais buys this into a, from a Machlekes Rishonim, later in the Chayin on the days. If I make a Shliach to do something for me, I make a Shliach to light the mirror for me, I make a Shliach to be a Kav Shemisha for me, or someone makes a Shliach to give a gift. At the time the Shliach does it, what happens if the Mishalayach is sleeping? That's sir. So that for sure is not the Sarah. Shleich is sleeping. You're saying he was asleep. He's not, he can't do it. So if he's asleep, it's not a Sarah. You know, he's sleeping, Shleich pulls out the quill and makes sure the Mishalayim is awake. That is not the Sarah. However, the Gemara says, if the Mishalayim is a Shaita, Mishkata, someone makes a Shleich to give a guest. And by the time the person giving the guest gets to the wife, the one who sent him became a shaita. So the Gemara says, not for shlichus. Shlichus is off. The shlichus is darker because the mishalech is a shaita. And there is the Yesaida Sticha Machlaikis, the Torah in the Rambam, something people should know. The fingertips, it's a basic Machlaikis, a shaita. The Torah learns that it's a psul deraisa. That the Mishaleach is a Shaita, then the Shliach can't do the Shlichus anymore. Because the Shliach, he is only a Shliach of the Mishaleach, and the Mishaleach is a Shaita, so then the Shliach can't do it, he's doing it for him. And the Mishaleach, who's a husband, is a Shaita, he can't give a get to his wife, then the Shliach can't. That's Shita Sator. The Torah Shita, this is all brought in the exercise, the Torah Shita is that if the Mishaleach becomes a Shaita, the Shliach can't. Can't give the get, that's a din Torah. Shita to Rambam. According to the Havamas of Rav Achleinim in the Rambam. The Shita, what we call Shita to Rambam, is that it's only a Psul de Rabbanim. That's only a Psul de Rabbanim. Really, Mikar Adin, if somebody makes a Shliach, and the Shliach goes, and then the Shliach becomes a Shaita, then really the Shliach can do it. You ready? It was made a shliach the time that the person was normal, and the shliach could do it. So who cares if the shliach is a shaita? There's a gzeira that people shouldn't say a shaita to give a get. People may think a shaita to give a get. So Rabbanah made a gzeira that ishtaka that if the shliach became a shaita, we don't let the shliach give because people are going to say, oh, the shaita was the garish's wife. They'll think a shaita can give a get, and Allah says a shaita cannot give a get. So it's a din de Rabbanah. So Vaita, Septic Tzais, Vaistais from the Rambam, the same Shita as our Rashi, the Mechudish Tekh Shita, that the Mishaleach makes a Shliach when he's normal, and the Shliach does it when the Mishaleach is a Shaita, or the same thing if he's dead, either way, that the halacha would be that the Shlichus continues. That the Shlichus continues. Because all that matters by shlichus is the time he makes the shliach. And when he made the shliach, he was a living bar seichel, then the shlichus is chal, and the shlichus continues. It doesn't matter if he's mishnah. Nafkamino la'alacha, zaptik tzais, would be by mamonis. If someone made a shliach to sell his house, and then the shliach was, the mishaleach became a shaita, now could the shliach go and sell the house and house? So like the Torah, he can't sell the house. So they're rice and shlichus. The Torah holds that shlichus is bakalot. The shliach became the shaita. So the whole shlichus is off. But like the Rambam holds no. Even if the shliach became the shaita, the shlichus continues. And if the shlichus continues, so by get in an exera, people say it's a shaita to give a get. But that by the get, by Mashani came by Mamanis, with his no exera de Rabban. So by Mamanis it works. That even if Mashiach became a shaita, that as long as he sent the shaita before him, the shaita could give it. They could do the Mamanis to sell the house. There's no, if I get in an exera, if I'm on them, why would they make an exera? People will think a shaita can do it. There's no question. No reason, just because you find an exera by Isu, by Arayas, that we should think that an exera by Mamun. So Zaptik Tzais, the Rambam, and Rashi are going with the same, with Chudish Tikashita. That if you make a shliach when you're normal, it doesn't matter later on the what happens to the Mishaleach, say if he dies, say if he's a Shaita, the Shlichus continues. And the Christ goes even further, he says that he has a raya to Rashi the Rambam. He says he has a raya from the Gemara later in the third parak to Rashi and the Rambam. The Gemara says the following. Let us say Reuven wants to be Megarish's wife. He made Shimon the Shliach to be Megarish. And Shimon went, and for whatever reason, he wasn't able to do it. He made Levi a Shliach, assuming that it's Shaya, like it's in Shaya. But Reuven made Shimon a Shliach. And Shimon couldn't bring the get all the way, so Shimon made Levi a Shliach. I'm assuming that Shliach is what? Maybe Minsu the Shliach, but it the so Reuven made Shimon a Shliach, Shimon made Levi a Shliach. So that's the din. Shimon is the one who made Levi a Shliach, right? Let's say Shimon would be mevatel the shlichus. Of course it would be mevatel, right? That everyone would agree. If Shimon made Levi a Shliach, and before Levi gave it, Shimon is mevatel it, of course he can be mevatel. Whoever can make something can be mevatel something. What happens if Shimon dies? Shimon dies, Reuven made Shimon. Shimon made Levi a Shliach, and Shimon dies. So the halacha is that Levi could give the get. Levi could go and give the get. How could Levi give the get? The one who sent him is dead. The mishaleach is Shimon. Shimon is dead. Elamai is up to the kesayis. You see in the car the sheep is Rashi by Rambam. That it doesn't matter if the mishaleach is dead. Then the mishaleach is the husband. And he dies, it's possible for different reasons. When the Mishaleach is the husband dies, so now you can't give a get because this woman is not an Eishes Ish anymore. And if the husband says the Shliach to give a get, the husband dies, it's possible because you can't give a get to a woman who's an Aman already. The husband is already, it's the husband's dead. However, in this case, where the husband is alive, just the husband made Shimon a Shliach, and Shimon made Levi a Shliach, and Shimon dies, So the Gemara says it continues. But the Kesayis, we see this Yisai that you can make a Shliach and the Mishaleach could die and the Shlichus continues on. The Shlichus keeps on going. Tremendous Kiddush.
Right. The Kesh Kabbalah, the one who can be Chazer, the Shliach can be, the first Shliach can be Chazer, and the first Shliach can be Chazer is maybe.
Shlichus, that's part of the Kesh. Either the Haral or Shimon could bring Levi back.
Only, how could Shimon bring Levi back? What, the Shimon's never going to bring it?
Now, the Baal sent Shimon. The Baal doesn't know anything about Levi. The Baal sent Shimon. Shimon sends Levi.
I know, Levi to come back and answer.
So Shimon says, I'm about to have the Shlichus. He has the power to be about the Shlichus of Levi.
And he's going to do it himself.
He's going to do it himself, or he wants it not to happen. Any reason.
Right?
Right? If you make the Shliach and I don't do it, so it doesn't happen. The Levi can't do it if Shimon says, no, I'm about to the Shlichus. The Shimon is the one who created the Shlichus.
But
the
Baal's going to make something not happen or happen. The Baal's the one who's giving it to the lack of it. Okay, if the Baal can't, the Baal's going to arrive, the Shlichus is going to continue because there's nothing stopping him.
And only if the Baal made Levi the Shliach. If the Baal gives Shimon the power, and Shimon's the one who chose Levi as a Shliach, then Levi is coming to pass the two of them. The Taka true the Baal could stop Levi, but Shimon could also stop Levi. Because the Levi only got into the picture because Shimon was in the name of the Shliach.
Yeah, but saying that the Shliach
is right.
Anyway, we're saying that the Shliach is in Sasha, and we should say that he should really go back to hell. It's that is stumbling the Baal, and then you figure it. Why is he not telling the Shliach? The whole inside of it is that the Shliach.
Right,
I
say
he's telling
Shimon.
The whole inside of it is not the Nasha, and it's not all in it. It's there,
just keeps going. Just keeps going. He's more. Shimon
says, "Light."
He's really about sending light. Right. Yeah. Just said. The Baal figures in that there are times that teach us that. So it's last. It's not a problem. Ignore the main philosophy for a case. But you can't do that because in that case, there's a side reason. Because even if the shlichus continues, the woman's not Eishes Ish. So when the husband sends a shlichus and the husband dies, of course. It's not going to be foul because then get Rachamim. Because once he's dead, not the same guy, because he, once he's dead, the wife is a Eishes Ish. So you can even get to a woman who's not married.
Is there a difference between
when Shimon when
Shimon
dies, it was an active
idea that he would count the sheep. When he dies, Shimon dies,
she
just heard
that there's a problem. So
if Rabbi Yehuda and Reuben, someone else, the sheep. Right. The Kesef brings this as a riot to Rashi in the Rambam. The truth is that what you're all timing, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kodesh Shurim, the Chelot Beis, which is Simonim, and Simon Aleph, he is very upset with this choice, and he says the raya is no raya because of what you're saying, that Levi is in effect the shliach of Reuven. Shimon made the shidduch. Shimon can be mevatel, but because my Shimon is not mevatel, even if Shimon dies, Levi is the shliach of the husband, and he brought the brings is the lashon of the Gemara. That's the lashon of the Gemara later in the third parak. Kulish Lucha the Baal Ninu, the Gemara says, Kulish Lucha the Baal Ninu, that even Levi is a Shleach of Reuven. And therefore, the Rabbi Chaim is not happy with the Ksaisa's Kiddush. The Rachamisa Shluchas can continue, and he says, Arai, you just can't lie. If anything, he says, Arai, if I can.
Yeah.
So Shema could be Mabat Levi because he can undo what he did. Because he's the one that was sent to him, so he breaks the link in the chain, so he's breaking Reuven's link to Levi. But by SM, Levi's Megarish is nice, the bottom line is Megarish and Reuven's life. And Reuven's life. Now, what Muhammad says about this choice is that his husband, the Rambam, he says, is empty. That the Shaita part is masking. That's because Shita's a Rambam. That if a man makes a shliach and he becomes a shaita, the shlichus continues. That he's masking the shlichus a Rambam, and he wrote up right in the masking to him. But this, that the Ksais goes a step further, and he says, la'achamisa shlichus can also continue, even la'achamisa shlichus can continue. Rabbi Chanan says that that's too much, and he says, what's the difference? What's the difference? If the Shalach becomes a Shaita or he dies, is there any difference? He says, the Chilak is Pashat, he says. I don't think he explains what the Chilak is. He says, it's Pashat to be Mechalik between what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that if you become a Shaita, if the Shalach becomes a Shaita, the Shalach will continue. That's the Rambam Shita. So if the Shalach dies, that the Shalach can continue. That is too much of a Kiddush. That he says not true, and if Pasha could be Mechalik in Shaita and Mace, what's the difference between Shaita and Mace? They're both not by Das. The Mace is not by Das, the Shaita is not by Das. Mace is gone. So therefore, what? So Shliach, the Shaita and Mace.
The
problem is that we don't know what he wants to do. The problem is he can't do it himself. How could Shliach do it?
That's the problem.
The halachic thing. The Shaita is incapable of giving it. It's possible to give a gift. He did. Torah said, if anybody needs us to give a gift, the Shaita can't give a gift.
Right,
so to explain the question of the Rambam, I'll tell you something that you've all heard in different ways. You should know the makar of the whole discussion is this Rambam and Torah. That's the makar. The machlokes how shlichus works. You know, you've heard in yeshiva for sure by this age. Whether you remember that, I don't know, but that there are two ways for a shlichus. Either that the shliach is someone's is the yada arichta of the mishalayah, which means to say that if Reuven sends Shimon, then Shimon's guf is like Reuven's guf. His guf is considered to be regabi the shlichus begin yadin, is considered Reuven's guf. So what he's doing, he's doing. You look at his body, his hand is giving a gift, that's Reuven's. It's the other arichta of Reuven. His body is ruined body to copy the city. The other is the mahalach, but there's another mahalach. The other mahalach is that shlichus works, that it's not the shliach who's doing it. The shliach does it. The credit just goes to the mishaleach. In other words, it's ki'ilu, the mishaleach did it. Not that the shliach is doing it, he's a yod ha'aruch of the mishaleach. The shliach does it, and the credit, ki'ilu, shliach is a chiddush of ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, the mishaleach did it. But it's not that the shliach did it. Okay, I'll explain the matkanina right away so you'll understand the two mahalachim. That is a din that the get has to be the paper of the megalish. The any star kinyan, the paper has to be the paper of the megalish. Whose paper is it? When you do a get, who owns the paper? The Baal. Right? Those of you who saw a get, you saw that he gives a paper to the Baal before he writes it, he picks it up and he's kind of. The paper has to belong to the Baal. When the Baal makes a shliach, who owns the paper? The shliach or the Baal? Who's the one that has to own the paper? If you learn that the shliach's guf is doing the get, and it's as if it's the mishaleach doing it, yodei arichta, that means it's the shliach's guf that's doing it, which means the paper belongs to the shliach. In fact, the shliach is doing it, not the Baal. The shliach is doing it. If he's doing it, it's like the other man now developed a long arm, or a second body, and his second body is doing it. But that body, that shliach, can own the paper. No problem if he owns the paper, because he is a long extension of the person who sent him. His body, the gabi get, is considered to be the body of the one who sent him. The shenken, one second. The shenken, if you learn that, no, It's the Baal giving the get. There's a lomdisha thing, a lomdisha creation of the Torah called shlichus, that the Baal could do it, that the other person does it, kilo I did it. But there has to be kilo I did it. So now, if the shliach gives his own paper, it's like I gave with his paper, okay? I have to give with my paper. So if you learn the lomdis of shlichus without the chiddush of yad arichta, the way most people would learn shlichus, go to the stam balabatish hashlichus. You do it, it's like I did it. If you do it, it's like I did it. So fine, whatever you do, it's like I did it. I have to do it with my get. So you have to also do it with my get. The Yad HaRichta, the words Yad HaRichta mean that the Mishaleach has a second book. That's him. That's now him. And when that second book gives it, that book that's giving it is me. And if that book owns the paper, it's also fine. Because I developed now a third arm. I have two arms. The arm of the man giving it, it's like my arm. It's my yad arista. So that his group could do it because his group is me. The gabe gives. This lundis, that it's yad arista, yad sameya, in Hukkah's Gerishim, Perakbeis, and other kinds of arms. Usually people talk about yad arista and set in su this is the starting point or the place he gives that many nafkaninas. The Sameach says that this Mechudish the Keshita of Rashi and the Rambam says that a dead person can make a shliach and the shliach can do it. This goes through with the concept of Yod HaRichta, that a man can have a second body. This Baal has one body and that body is dying. He, by making a shliach, he now has a second guf. And this second guf is a continuation of him. Now, the Sameach is talking not about dying, he's talking about shaita. He's going to Rambam. Not going to say to Sidish from Arash, he's going to shaita. You have a man with the shliach, he's going to become a shaita. He makes a shliach. Then he becomes a shaita. He is taka shaita. But if Yod HaRichta, his long hand, is not a shaita. That Yod HaRichta, he still has one hand that's not a shaitan. That one long hand, that could still do things for him. So that long hand could give a get. Because the shliach continues, that's the whole tzeis. that the shlichus continues. How does the shlichus continue? From here to shaita. Teretz, he is a shaita. This book is a shaita. But before he became a shaita, he was smart enough to create a yad, which is not a shaita. That yad, which is not a shaita, can give the gap. The man has to be here. So two of his hands become a shaita, and one of them doesn't. He can give it the third hand. The man has two heads, and one hand becomes a shaita, and the other head doesn't. So he can give it back. That's him, that's right. That's Yad, and that brain, and the whole das of that Yad is him.
Why is it
not so? It's a bad das. The third hand is a bad das, and that's plenty of das. The person controlling the hand is that. Again, Yada Richter means that what the other person's good does is to you, that person is an extension of him. And that's the Chiddush HaRambam, that it works. Now, as I said, only introducing it today, we get to Daf Yud Gimel, a respect that the Rambam Torah you know, Tzayis Yinayim Masarech, you know, we'll go through, we'll probably spend the whole shiur on this, not only a Thursday shiur, a full shiur, on this Shitas HaRambam and HaTorah. The Machlokes is the Rambam and the Torah. And Masarech has it. And I have to point out, Tzayis is a step more. That Machab Yisra, that's a step more. Tzayis is a bigger thing. This whole package is sort of the introduction to this sugya, which means Hashem will go into with a bigger arichus next time. We said before the next mission of the year of the Shema, there's also a book of Tzayis. Tzayis Simen Reish, the Kof Hei. Please make sure all of the Tzayis is